This Rise and Shine podcast series has been made possible by the generosity of the Zitelman Family Foundation, which is committed to the unity and continuity of the Jewish people through meaningful and relevant Jewish education and wisdom.
A mensch lives with their values and principles, taking control of their more baser desires. And eventually, with enough practice, they come to align their own desires with the higher desire for spiritual and behavioral greatness.
This is Rise and Shine, a podcast that offers timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations to fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note. Here is Adrian Gold Davis.
As I was growing up, my British mother always said two things as I left the house. To me or my sister, she would say, "Be a lady." And to my brother, she would say, "Be a mensch." As we got older, that mensch command stuck, and it was a good thing. I remember clearly knowing in those days what was expected of me. You never opened anyone else's refrigerator or, God forbid, touched my mother's purse or anyone else's. You said, "Please may I leave the table and thank you for having me," whenever and wherever you went. You behaved yourself. You were a lady, a mensch. And in those days, it was fairly simple and clear. But the rules of engagement have changed dramatically in a social context. You know, I still cringe when someone tells me to go into their fridge, get something, whatever you want, help yourself. I could be starving to death, and I can still see my mother's face, and I back away from that fridge. So old habits, for good or for bad, well, they die hard. And yet, as I began to learn more about Jewish definitions, I learned something that struck me hard. You see, to be a mensch actually means to be a human with a capital H, a human being, to be an elevated person and not an animal. Now, notwithstanding the fact that I have met some human beings that could take lessons from animals, there's still a powerful message here. The human being is capable of going beyond their nature. The animal, of course, can be trained to do tricks, but can't elevate its actions beyond its innate traits. So to be a mensch, to be a human, is to hold one's traits up to a higher standard than that which comes naturally. Anyone who has toilet-trained a child knows it isn't simple. Teaching a toddler to share is another challenge. Waiting one's turn, holding one's tongue, the list goes on and on. And yet, it's those learned traits and our mastery over our lower-level souls that actually brings us to greatness. One of my favorite stories of all time goes like this. So there was a king who had two court jesters who were meant to entertain him and his queen as well, and also entertain the others in the royal court. So these jesters competed with each other for the best trick, the best amusement, the best joke, and they would jockey for position of the most valuable jester. So one day, jester number one noticed that his competitor had taught a cat to stand on its hind legs and carry a tray of tea to the king. Now imagine, if you will, those furry hind legs shaking with the front paws, carrying a creamer and a sugar bowl with little tongs and sugar cubes and a cup and saucer. Well, the jester was horrified because he knew he could never compete with such an impressive trick. And then he had an epiphany. On the day of the next royal court presentation, both jesters stood backstage, apparently waiting their turns. The first jester gloated as he saw his co-jester standing idly by with nothing to compare to what he was about to present. The banners were up, the red carpet was rolled out to the throne, the trumpets were blasting, and just as the curtain was to open that would present the cat serving the king his tea, the jester raised the cat on its hind legs and placed that tea service on its front paws. The curtain was pulled open, and at exactly that moment, the other jester reached into his pocket and pulled out a mouse. He dropped the mouse in front of the cat. The cat immediately dropped the tray and chased the mouse. Foiled. You see, that cat may be able to learn a trick or two, But it's not capable of going beyond its nature. It can't say to itself, gee, you know, my master has worked really long and hard with me to learn this trick, and there's plenty of other mice in the kingdom. I'm not going to disappoint my master and the king. I'll wait. You know what? I'll even have 2 or 3 mice after. I'm going to delay gratification. I'll eat twice as much after I finish this trick. Better mice, fatter, juicier mice. But first, I will do what I've been trained to do. You see, the cat can't do that, but you can. In your life, many mice will be dropped at your feet, and your overwhelming urge will be to chase after them. They can come in the form of crushes that are inappropriate. They can come in the form of a desire to lose your temper. They can come in the form of a desire to take something you haven't earned, that isn't yours. There are a million rationalizations for why to drop that tray, but a mensch does not chase the mouse. A mensch lives with their values and principles, taking control of their more baser desires. And eventually, with enough practice, they come to align their own desires with the higher desire for spiritual and behavioral greatness. Our greatest prophet of all times, Moses, he had mastery over this to a tremendous level. There's a midrash, a story, that explains that a king in Arabistan wanted to see a portrait of this famous man, Moshe, this humble and powerful man who helped a slave nation come to freedom. He sent his royal artist to the encampment of the Israelites to draw the face of Moses. He brought the painting back to his physiognomists, who study the character of a person's face and analyze it. It's interesting because the FBI in some cases still does this to this day. Well, anyway, the physiognomists come back to the king and they tell him this man Moses is actually arrogant and selfish, not this paragon of humility and greatness that the king thought he was. And the king didn't know whether to trust his artist's rendering or his physiognomist's analysis. So he decided to go to the desert himself and meet this man Moses. Well, upon gazing on Moses' face, he saw that his artist had been entirely inaccurate. He asked Moses, "How could my physiognomist been so incorrect?" Moses answered, "They were indeed correct in their analysis, because a painting of his face could only show them the traits he'd been born with. But he had transformed his negative nature through hard work and discipline." If even Moses had to make a mensch out of himself, then why should we feel that the work is beneath us, or not necessary, or think, you should just take me as I am? This is why we study Jewish wisdom, so that we know where the bar is, where it should be, and we work to raise ourselves to reach it. While most of us will never reach the top, more importantly is the work and the effort in the trying. And that is where the greatest reward lies. May we all endeavor not to drop the tray, to be mensches, to be as human as we can possibly be.
Thanks for listening to Rise and Shine. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Adrian again next time for more timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations that fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note.
This podcast was sponsored by the Zeitelman Family Foundation. Spread the wisdom. Inspire Jewish individuals around the globe by supporting Momentum's podcasts. To sponsor, contact podcast@momentumunlimited.org. You're listening to a Momentum podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit momentumunlimited.org.